I wasn't showing off. I've learned to stop being surprised and to stop denying when Kendara knows things she has no business knowing. I was just having a bit of fun. The shadow does not reveal herself for any reason. What would be the point then? I hold out the banner. I'm not the shadow yet, I say with an emphasis on yet, and hope that she'll take the hint. And you won't be if you keep behaving like a compulsive twit. The whetstone clatters to the floor as she snatches the banner out of my hand. She stalks across the room, weaving neatly around a table, and flings the silver moon of Evewyn into the flames of her hearth. What are you doing, you daft hag? I shout, dashing after her. The flames take a second to catch, the banner still damp from the rain. But quickly enough, fire sears through the thin fabric, sparking blue from the spider silk threads of the moon. Dark smoke billows up the chimney. The smell singes my nostrils, and I try to wave it away, toward the open balcony. Idiot girl, Kendara mumbles as she sets down the dagger. She opens a cupboard that hangs skewed on the wall. I don't want that thing in here. Cursing me under her breath, she rummages through the cupboard's overflowing contents.